You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's most prominent political figures of the past 30 years united to pay tribute to Australia's 23rd Prime Minister, Bob Hawke. Five previous Prime Ministers, Paul Keating, John Howard, Kevin Rudd, Tony Abbott and Malcolm Turnbull, were joined by the current PM, Scott Morrison. He told the gathering the 80s in Australia will always be known as the Hawke era, saying it is a rich legacy for Australians.
But grand accomplishments are not the worth or measure of a human being. Rather, a life is measured by its love. Love given and love returned. We thank Bob Hawke for loving Australia and loving Australians with every fibre of his being, with every measure of his enormous enthusiasm, with every meed of his great intellect, with every laugh, every tribute, every tear, and every moment of his great devotion.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese recalled the famously larrikin nature that so many Australians identified with.
If ever there was a man who could appeal to our better angels, it was Bob. Do you know why I have credibility, he once asked? Because I don't exude morality. Yet, when he was up against those forces of division, his moral compass did not waver.
But Bob Hawke clearly had a deep appreciation of the importance of his work to the lives of the people he led, as former Labor leader and now Governor of Western Australia, Kim Beazley, illustrated.
In all this, Bob never forgot who he was fighting for. He once said, "The essence of power is the knowledge that what you do is going to have an effect, not just immediate, but perhaps lifelong effect on the happiness and well-being of millions of people." So I think the essence of power is to be conscious of what it can mean for others.
Former ACTU leader Bill Kelty worked alongside Bob Hawke throughout the years of the Accord, but says Mr. Hawke's legacy is a broad one.
When confronted with a political pressure to make a step backwards following the result and implications of his decision to allow 40,000 Chinese to stay in this country following Tiananmen Square, Bob didn't take a step back. He didn't take two step backs, but he took two step forwards. And it wasn't for a cheap political ploy. It wasn't for a political game. As he said, it was to put the knife into policy, was stay in this country. The White Australia policy.
Bob Hawke's treasurer and successor as Prime Minister, Paul Keating, remembered the volatile nature of their partnership.
Bob and I would have private skirmishes over this policy or that, even criticise one another to immediate staff, often heavy criticisms. But by instinct and a very large dollop of friendship, we always remained welded to the same objective, a point even the closest of our staff sometimes fail to comprehend. I'm not sure they knew how stuck together we were. Through the ups and downs, each of us knew the other would remain faithful to the obsession. In the end, it was trust that held Bob and me together.
Bob Hawke's eldest daughter, Sue Peters Hawke, summed up what she sees as his contribution.
With a deep love for people and an unshakable commitment to the realisation of a fairer and more just world. And that, I believe, is Dad's foundational legacy. His belief that we can always, whoever and wherever we are, work towards a better world for all in our own corners. This was the vision he joyfully embraced in life and the challenge he leaves us.
Matt Connellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.